that we won't be able to keep Schwartz if Harbaugh's here. Handshake gate. Remember Jim Harbaugh, Jim Schwartz? There was no handshake there. There were some words there. Mm. Those were two guys that they were legitimately going to fight if people didn't get in between them. Okay, what if we just ask Jim to change his first name? Hey, he's now Mike Schwartz.
Or we can just pretend that that was like, you know, I don't know, Jesus Schwartz or something different.
Yeah, honestly, this might be a respect thing where John Harbaugh respects Jim Schwartz more because he tried to fight.
Because he tried standing up to him. Like, yeah. Football guys love that type of stuff.
Can I tell you right now, I'm going to name my staff right now. I'm already naming Harbaugh, you're the head coach.
Okay.
Todd Monken, you're OC.
Oh, so Monken does get to come
along. Monken now, and Ken and Anthony get to bring back, what is it? Too much Monken, not enough Monken?
Yeah, was Monken the canary in the coal mine of all of this?
Did I not say?
That was like the tipping of the hand.
Interview him to just ask him about John Harbaugh? Now you can interview him to ask him all about John Harbaugh.
No, but more the idea of that, like, Monken, everyone caught wind of what was actually going to happen here. And so Monken was out doing bidding and being like, hey, will you interview me? I'm not going to have a job here in a little bit.
So, and then Jim Schwartz is the DC.
I'm about to lose this. Yeah.
If you're below 55, I don't want you on this staff.
Okay, yeah. So you have your short king quarterback room.
And then the old bones
coaching
staff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you've really carved out your areas of interest.
What was it? The hungry dogs? Now we got the old dogs.
Hungry dogs run faster.
Yeah. Old dog, new tricks.
There we go.
Yeah.
The t-shirts sell themselves.
Quentin Groves, is he still alive? Because he could be part of the new tricks part of this.
T-shirts sell themselves. Yeah. It's just a wild development. It shakes everything up, and I get very excited about this. But the amount of people that I can tell are already protecting their feelings on this is astounding to me.
I get it.
I understand it too.
I want you to be excited about this idea, but I understand if you can't because it's the Browns.
I mean, we don't have any phone calls right now of people saying, this is a slam dunk, let's get this done. Every phone call we have right now is, you're not getting them.
Yeah.
You're not getting them. It's not happening. Basically,
I get it.
Why are we even showing up to the discussion? Because you're not going to be able to land them. And I think that's a lot of people protecting their feelings right now. Because when you have a coach, the search is easier when you don't have this type of coach open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it isn't. It becomes much harder when you have this type of guy there. And then you're tasked with landing them. But if we learned anything from the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes, this group knows how to get it done.
Jimmy does.
They can get it done.
Can you give him fully guaranteed $240 million?
He had to get creative there, right? He had to get creative in that. If that was the warm-up for Harbaugh.
There's no cap on coaches.
They passed that warm-up, okay?
How much do you go? Give him 30?
I mean, we're talking.
Do you give coach 30 a year?
It's not my money. What do I care? I'd give you $100 million a year for what do I care? It's not my money.
I want to make.
How desperate is Haslam to turn this around? I would say pretty desperate.
I actually think it's a great test of Haslam. Like, how committed are you to winning? Because again, like, I actually think the search was a lot easier when it was, are you going to choose Lou Anarumo or Todd Monken or Clint Kubiak? Like, I almost think it was easier. Yeah, it's a little tougher. There's going to be one guy that everybody wants. Okay, go get him. It shouldn't even be a question for Jimmy Haslam. It shouldn't. If the Browns look at this and go, you've got your answer on whoever's leading this organization.
Well, and you
got
to turn what might be a no off the bat into a yes. And they did it with Deshaun Watson. So, like, well, let's see you do it again. What was Daryl's line yesterday?
I don't know.
When they say no means no, trust him on that.
Please stop. You're putting me in a position to make some jokes.
Yeah, I don't believe in that. Don't believe in that. Go out and get your guy.
Let's go with Tyler in Rocky River. Tyler, you want some Harbaugh?
I'm kind of in a toss-up. I grew up, you know, watching the Browns in the early 2000s, 2010s, and a pitiful team. And my concern is Harbaugh the next Bill Belichick? I mean, he had Joe Flacco, he had Lamar Jackson, two all-star quarterbacks. They're two of the greatest in my generation.
I mean, Flacco was good for 6 weeks.
I'm talking 2013, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to the Super Bowl. And my concern is, can he actually coach? He's had quarterbacks carry him his entire career. Can he coach without a quarterback?
He won a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco, though.
And that was Flacco on like a 4 week heater, and that really was about it.
Joe Flacco's an elite quarterback. You can't tell me he's not.
No,
Joe
Flacco's not elite. He was not.
Joe Flacco's never been elite.
There was like a 10-year bit about not elite. Do you not remember the Joe Flacco
like
elite?
Like PFT commenter had signs of like, is Joe Flacco elite? Because no one would concede that he was elite.
I would put Joe Flacco as an elite quarterback in this generation. I would. He's a high-end quarterback in the 2010s.
And not in this generation, not in last generation, not in a future generation. No generations is Joe Flacco elite.
Joe Flacco, he can run an offense. You're telling me he can't direct an offense?
You just described half the quarterbacks in the NFL.
No, this generation of quarterbacks couldn't direct a traffic cone. I mean, they're terrible.
Why would you direct a traffic cone?
I don't know what you're directing a traffic. That doesn't even make sense.
This generation of quarterbacks can only.
What's it like that Toy Story traffic cone that moves? Like they moved the traffic cone moved.
Yeah, like Toy Story.
We got there with Tyler. All right, buddy, we appreciate the call. I mean, people are forgetting the number one selling point here.
I mean, Joe Flacco. Hold on, Joe Flacco. Just for a second, I love pointing this out about Flacco. He had a 17-year career and never made a Pro Bowl.
He's good.
Tyler Huntley has more Pro Bowl appearances than Flacco, and that's not the end all be all, but it is kind of just a wild thing to base a lead off of, and you can't even make a Pro Bowl.
Also, if we're just going to exclude from the coaching search guys that can only win if they don't have good quarterback plays, I don't know who we're hiring.
Like, it's going to take us a
while. You know, this guy can't win without a quarterback. I think we've described the NFL.
Now, again, regular season success was rampant for Harbaugh with Lamar. The only hang up there is the lack of postseason wins.
But at I put that on Lamar.
And in this discussion, I'm going to do more of that, putting it on Lamar.
I need my quarterback to pocket pass more.
As great of a quarterback as Lamar was, and what a shill I'm sounding like for Harbaugh already because he's got a chance to happen.
Lamar can't
As great as Lamar is and as great as Lamar was, like Lamar had a lot of problems that came with Lamar, from his mom being his agent to phantom injuries that would pop up at the end of the season.
Bill Polian said he's a wide receiver, guys. Like, we need to be real about what he did with
Lamar. He's a two-time MVP. He's great.
And Kevin was two-time coach of the year. That doesn't mean anything.
That's a different story, and you know that. I'm not even going to finish this.
Please finish.
No. Easy now. Honestly, though, I can't believe the amount of people that are just protecting their feelings right now.
He's from Ohio. If he doesn't want to come to Cleveland, I think there's like some sort of rule of law that he would die. I think that's a rule. Like, because if you're in Ohio and you don't come back to Ohio when Ohio calls, it's from Toledo, which most of the time I say is Southern Michigan, but not now. Toledo's as Ohio as anyone.
How long is it going to take for him to land this new job? Because the big joke with Stefanski was he'll have a job by lunchtime. It's like, is Harbaugh going to do this quick, or is he going to wait for a postseason team to bow out?
I don't know. Hopefully, he just sees that brown and orange. He sees those beautiful colors, and he's just like, this is my spot.
I hope he wants to give the Ravens a middle finger. Because playing him twice a year does that.
Harbaughs are big on spite.
Harbaugh spite store. Let's get this thing going. Let's dial it up.
Hey, you guys know what the numbers are on John Harbaugh's birthday? 9/23.
That's Harbaugh's birthday?
It is.
You share a birthday with Harbaugh?
And we share initials. The numerology of the station here.
Wow.
92.3.
How about that?
I mean, we're like the same guy.
It's written in the stars.
Yeah. I mean, come on now. John, what are we doing? John, come on. That's actually how I would get him. Yeah. I just wouldn't let him leave the conversation. And I'd just be like, John, what are we doing? Come on.
He's like, get away from me. What are you doing?
I'm like, come on. Get 20. You want 20?
It's written in the stars.
Just keep saying, come on. He's like, I'll take the job if you just stop. And if you're just not here. I'm like, you got it.
Now I'm picturing him getting the job and then us interviewing him at camp and you leading off with, you know, we share a birthday. We're birthday bros, Harbaugh.
It's your new Pearl Jam with
Stefanski convo.
It's not. He just didn't like the right Pearl Jam. He liked no code. He liked binaurals. I like good Pearl Jam.
That's how you knew it was going to fail.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
What is this voice?
216-474.
What is this voice?
Come on. What are you doing? Come on. Actually, segment
of what is this voice?
Yes, we can go on the Infinity
Instead
Sports
of like, what's
Network.
In the
Sorry.
Box, it's what is the voice?
Yeah, come on. No. It's just, come on. Like, Nick Wright. This is why Mahomes is the best. And then it stops, and I just go, Nick Wright.
I used to have this buddy of mine in Carter in college, and anytime he tried to get us to do something, and it'd always be ridiculous, and he would always go, you know you wanna, and that's how he'd end everything. Like, you know you wanna.
What
and
then was we'd the hit like, right?
Pretty high.
Yeah.
Pretty high. Once you got there, it ended up.
Because like, you want to.
Maybe I do want to do that. I'll make that bad decision. Let's go down that road.
216-474-0092. John Harbaugh out in Baltimore. Should he be the number one candidate for the Cleveland Browns job? You guys can vote on that on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel right now. The chat is just, it looks like coding in real time. Like, remember the old screens when they show like computer coding and it would like fly? It was like the Matrix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what the chat looks like right now, reacting to the John Harbaugh news. 221 votes saying that, 220 votes, 84% of saying yes, Harbaugh should be the guy. We'll talk with Lance Reisland in 5 minutes, see what he thinks on 92.3 The Fan.